This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan and simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning. We've made it to another summer weekend, and there's only a few left of those, so we must enjoy it, and we will this morning as the Yankees go on to win again against a bad team. They get in at 5 o'clock in the morning after the travel, then hit a bunch of home runs and beat the Texas Rangers, which they are supposed to do. And we also had some football last night, a ton of preseason games, and one locally as the Giants took on the Browns, and everybody talking about one run, the first time we saw Saquon Barkley touch the ball. And of course, a lot of Baker Mayfield stuff last night as well. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. It was great to see football back last night. You know, let's just start with the run, if you will. I mean, you know, obviously Steve Cerby, love Steve. He's great. He's a great writer and everything. And, you know, over the top already. A star is born on one run. Come on, please. See, this is the kind of crap that coaches hate.
Yeah.
Right? Coaches are like, oh, man, here we go. He had one run, and now all of a sudden he's the next Walter Payton. You know, I mean, calm down. I'm kind of like Eli Manning. Eli Manning kind of played it off, too. Right? The line blocked it well. He made a nice cutback and ran for 39 yards. Okay, good. Great. You know, how many yards did he gain the rest of the time? Not very many.
Right, like five or something.
Yeah. Right. So there's a long way to go, but it's a good start. I mean, it's great to see the kid do what he did and show the burst and the speed and everything else that everybody has been dying to see. So we saw it. So that's great. From a big picture standpoint of the NFL last night, I saw a lot of great things. Saw a lot of great highlights this morning. And, man, a lot of these young quarterbacks look great. You know, Baker Mayfield looked like the real deal. Davis Webb did not. You know, Davis Webb looked like he was nervous. Davis Webb was overthrowing things. Davis Webb was trying to throw the ball through his wide receivers and his tight ends as opposed to just calming down and just throwing the ball like he probably does in practice. So, you know, you take these things in bunches and you're like, okay, this guy got off to a good start. That guy got off to a good start. But at the end of the day, you know, the score is irrelevant. And I still think, you know, with Odell Beckham Jr. not playing last night, you're not seeing the full complement of the offense and the impact that he will have on the team when he's on the field. So all in all, it's just a kind of just the second half was just a blah game.
Sure. Right? I mean, doesn't mean anything. Yeah. I mean, you got a little bit of Baker Mayfield in the third quarter as Hugh Jackson stuck with him. So at least some entertainment there. But, you know, as far as the Saquon stuff and the thing that coaches hate, like you mentioned, how there's so much hullabaloo over one run. I mean, Saquon has the perfect personality to deal with that stuff, though. I mean, we were talking
to him.
I mean, about the expectations. I mean, there's nothing he could have done last night that will raise the expectations that were already on him. I mean, since the second he was drafted, all we've been talking about is how this guy, I mean, even Dave Gettleman himself was talking about Hall of Fame talent. So, I mean, one run last night isn't going to change any of that. I mean, even if he was terrible last night.
What about the other four runs?
I mean, yeah, I mean nothing.
He did nothing. So,
right.
I mean, it's a work in progress.
He'll be fine. He's not going to read the press clippings and think that he's bigger than the Giants or the
right.
NFL and turn into some sort of head case. That's not the type of guy that he is. I think that's a reason why you trust him with that second overall pick and know that he's going to be all right, especially in a market like this.
I hope so. I hope he's everything that everybody wants him to be and I want him to be and all that other stuff. So it was great to see him do that. But for me, watching Baker Mayfield was great.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting.
I don't want to go crazy. See, people, I felt like you think of people going crazy about Saquon. I thought people were going a little crazy for Baker Mayfield.
But, yeah,
I mean,
he
looked good.
He did some things, though, that, you know, you like to see. Yeah, okay, broke the pocket a couple times, got a little nervous, made a couple runs on third down. All that stuff is great. But, man, I'll tell you, when he makes a decision, he gets rid of the ball, it's quick and it's accurate. And, you know, those are all the things that they saw at Oklahoma. It's one of the reasons why he went number one. You know, interestingly enough, Bill Cowher met Baker Mayfield in our CBS studios and sat down with him for about an hour and spoke to him after he had won the Heisman Trophy. And Cowher came away from that going, that's going to be the number one draft pick. You know, he said that back, I guess, what's that, January, February, whenever it is? I guess January. And I was like, how can you tell that already? He goes, I could just tell by talking to this kid what he's like. Now, last night he got off to a good start. I thought Josh Allen up in Buffalo got off to a good start. You know, Andrew Luck played really well in Indianapolis. All these things that, you know, a lot of these players are not sure of. And then they step on the field and then they get their first taste of action. And then all of a sudden, you know, the confidence is there. So I'm happy for the young quarterbacks. And that's what I want to see tonight from Sam Darnold. That's exactly what I want to see tonight from Sam Darnold.
Sure.
I want to see a guy that goes out there, makes a couple plays with his legs, stands in there when all the stuff is happening around him, keeps his eyes downfield, isn't impacted by the pass rush. Now, let's face it, you're playing against second stringers. I get all that. But still, it's your first foray into NFL football.
He didn't look like he didn't belong, right? I mean, that's the thing. And he had confidence, and you felt like he can do it. And some of the things that maybe you didn't like about what you saw, you think he could figure it out. I mean, that's probably the biggest thing for a guy like that. And what the Jet fan is going to be looking for tonight in Sam Darnold is you don't want to see someone who has a really long way to go. That's not what you want to see. You want to see a guy who looks like he fits in more often than not in this first start. And yes, it's meaningless. We all understand that in preseason football, but it does give you the first snapshot of what this guy could be. So, I mean, even though I wasn't as impressed with Baker Mayfield maybe as others, it at least shows you that they're on the right track and this guy can do it. He can be a decent NFL quarterback based on what we saw last night, but still there's so much time to go.
Well, yeah, sure. Tyrod Taylor looked good too.
Well, yeah, but we know what he can do. We know what Tyrod Taylor is.
We know what he is. We know who he is. The question is will Baker Mayfield and the excitement surrounding him push Tyrod Taylor to the sideline before the season starts? You know, I sit here and I talk about Sam Darnold. You know, he's 21 years old. He's still a kid. He's played 4 years of major college, like, or major quarterbacking, if you will, maybe towards the end of high school and then a couple years in college. And he's 21 years old, so he's got a long way to go. He's got a lot of growing up to do. And you start that by, you know, giving them the ball tonight and go out there and get it. So, but I'm like if I'm the Jets or on the Bills are on the Browns, I don't draft these guys this high to have them sitting around.
Yeah.
You know, they got to get their ass on the field and they got to learn, because it may not be about this year for those teams. It may be about next year. And, you know, the perfect example for that are the two quarterbacks that were drafted 2 years ago. And that's Jared Goff and Carson Wentz. Both of those guys started their rookie years. Both of those guys had their ups and downs, their struggles. Both of them at times looked like Baker Mayfield looked like last night. And then, you know, for Jared Goff, he was lucky they got Sean McVay as a head coach, and all of a sudden that whole offense changed, and Todd Gurley took over. So he was in the right spot at the right time with the right coaching staff. And then, of course, Carson Wentz goes all the way to the Super Bowl last year, even though he didn't plan it because he got hurt, but he had an MVP-type year. So that was their second year, and that's what I'd like to see for guys like Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, and Josh Allen, and Josh Rosen, for that matter. Josh Rosen may actually end up starting out there because of Sam Bradford, is the guy standing in his way, and we know he's just an injury waiting to happen.
Right, and apparently Sam Bradford isn't one of these guys who's holding on to that job with a death grip. At least what he said in the press is, you know, I understand why they drafted this guy. I understand what my career has been, and I'm here to help him out.
He was that guy at one time.
Exactly.
Remember,
he was. Yeah. So he understands it. So it's not like, you know, and I know there's two different careers, we're not comparing that, but when, you know, Mason Rudolph was drafted in whatever round it was for the Steelers, which wasn't a first-round pick and certainly wasn't a top 15 pick, you know, Ben Roethlisberger basically was like, yeah, I don't think I need to help him. I'm not here to help him. I'm here to win games.
Right.
You know, that's a different attitude than what Sam Bradford has. But I feel like if Sam Darnold performs in the preseason and looks like he belongs and does some of the things that they expect out of a young quarterback, that he is going to start right away and he will start week one. And if he doesn't, right after that Thursday night game would be the time that I think you'd see him, because it's tough. I mean, you think about right early in your NFL career, you got a couple of games right off the bat, and then week three is that Thursday night game in a shorter week. So I could see them maybe taking that time from the Thursday night game, if he doesn't start week one, taking that time from the Thursday night game and those extra days to get him ready. But the problem is that the 10 days there, it's so you play the Browns on the Thursday night, then you face the Jacksonville Jaguars on the road the 10 days later.
Personally,
right?
I think it would be great if it was Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold playing in that game.
It would be awesome.
I know. I don't really care about the other guy. I don't care about
you don't
want
to see Bridgewater. You don't want to see McCown. You don't want to see Tyrod Taylor. It's not fun.
I'm not trying to, you know, in any way disparage their careers or what they're doing or who they are. want to see the young guns, man. I want to see the guys out there playing. I want to see what I saw last night. Patrick Mahomes, Deshaun Watson on the field for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans. I mean, those are the guys that are the new generation, the exciting generation, and they got to fight through all this stuff. You know, it was great to see Deshaun Watson back on the field last night.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid is, you know, he's excitement personified.
And that was one of the real bummer moments of last year's NFL season when he went down in practice with that injury, because he had taken the whole world by storm in those couple of games. I mean, the guy was just the amount of yards he was putting up, the touchdowns, the numbers. That game he had with Russell Wilson against the Seahawks, back and forth, they were going. I mean, that's exact. So what you saw in that game with Russell Wilson.
That's what you want.
And Deshaun Watson is what you want.
Yes.
I mean, I know that you're a quarterback. You love great quarterback play, but I think most NFL fans are in lockstep with that. That's what we want to see. We want to see two great quarterbacks and great offenses go up and down the field, especially in the fantasy football world that we live in, too. So, yeah, that's what you want to see. That'd be great. You're talking week three on a Thursday night with Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield
as opposed to Tyrod Taylor and
Josh McCown.
Right. You know? I mean, it's not that, like I said, I don't want to, you know, insult anybody or anything. I just want to talk about what the future is and what the future of these franchises are and how I see it. I mean, I don't think that you trade for guys, draft guys high, and then you put them on the bench. Maybe a couple games, I can see that. But, you know, for the most part, they are the future of the franchise. And Baker Mayfield got off to a great start last night. It couldn't have gone any better for him last night. He looked like the real deal. And everybody who saw him in person, guys that were at the game last night, were texting me, telling me, you know, that they could feel the energy that he brought to the game. And it was an away game.
Yeah.
You know, so it was great to see that, and that's what I want. I want to see young guys starting to find their way, and it's going to be a bumpy ride for some of them. Some of them will go through injuries. Last year we had a bunch of quarterback injuries, including Aaron Rodgers and Andrew Luck. I want all those guys to stay healthy. I want NFL fans to see the best that we have to offer. And when the game is played at a very high level, with especially youth and excitement and all the stuff that comes along with that, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see, you know, plotting offenses and
Bortles.
I don't want to see that stuff. Right. I want to see high-end, high-octane, let's-go football.
Brock Osweiler offense.
Right,
that's what we don't want to see.
Exactly. And hopefully a lot of these guys are going to find their niche, and they're going to find their way. I tell you, Josh Allen threw a ball last night. He threw two balls last night. I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
He threw one for a touchdown. Now, he was a little wild last night, a little bit. Yeah, but
that was a big knock on him, right? Was the accuracy?
Yeah,
stuff.
But he threw a touchdown where it was like in between the safety and the corner down the right side, and I mean that thing was probably thrown at like 85 miles an hour. It was probably like an Aroldis Chapman fastball.
Yeah,
and it was a seed, and it just goes to show you that, you know, if a guy knows the offense, and even Baker Mayfield was doing it last night, he can hit his back foot and let it rip accurately. You know, that's what you see. That's all the scouting that you see. Now it just comes down to whether or not these guys are smart enough and whether or not they have the intestinal fortitude to fight through all the negative that's going to happen around them.
Did you think Andrew Luck looked different throwing the ball yesterday?
I thought his
motion was different.
It may have been different, but his spirals were the same.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the throwing motion. It looked like he had changed a little bit of the throwing motion from what I remember. Now, it's been a long time since I've seen him play football.
Like 560 days or something.
So, but it seemed like, I'm not saying his throws look, I didn't think the ball looked bad.
The ball looked great.
Right, it did. I'm just saying it looked like he had changed something with it.
You know what? Then that numb nut is running with the ball.
I know.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, did you see him when he got hit, how happy he was?
I know, I understand that, but that's how he got hurt in the first place.
Yeah, but he was so fired up to get hit. He was screaming. He loves to get hit, that kid. It's amazing.
I just think right now, and even Lamar Jackson's running all over the place last night for Baltimore. I'm excited about football this year. I'm not, I don't want to talk about anthem protests and all this other crap. You know, I did a CBS Sports Minute on it this morning about the guys that hid in the locker room. Other guys had their fist in the air. Other guys are kneeling. I mean, it's like 10 guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about those 10 guys when I should be talking about Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold and Kelvin Benjamin
with Cam Newton.
I mean, there's so many great stories and so many great young players. You know, that's where I actually woke up pretty excited this morning.
Yeah,
about
I know.
It.
Me too. I got to be honest.
And
with
I can't
you.
Wait to see Sam Darnold tonight.
I mean, I don't want to say because you know, with the baseball season, you got one team that's totally out of it. You got another team right now that's just basically on cruise control at this part of their schedule with the Yankees, and that's great, and we'll talk plenty of baseball today. But it's like, it's just, I mean, it felt fresh today.
It felt good, right? It felt good.
Right. No, it absolutely did. And we still haven't gotten a chance to see the other team in the Jets, which happens tonight with Sam Darnold, which, I mean, as great as seeing Saquon Barkley last night was, I mean, for Jet fans, this Sam Darnold debut in the preseason is about as good and as exciting as it gets. So that's going to be even better, and I almost want to come in on Saturday to talk about it, you know?
It's going to be awesome. Let's go to Justin in Cranford. Justin, what's happening?
Morning, guys. I'm a diehard Jet fan, excited for tonight, and I was just wondering, I'm 30 years old, and I was wondering, Boomer, your perspective, like, I feel like this is the greatest grouping of quarterbacks across the whole league that I probably have seen in my lifetime. Like you, I'm excited to kind of watch just all the games this year. I'm just wondering, from your perspective, would you agree that this is probably the best crop across the whole league, you know, in a long time?
I think there's a lot of really good young quarterbacks that we all know of because of the college and their prowess that they had in college, and they've hit on a few of them here as of late, you know, and we tend to forget about Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston. Cam Newton's still a relatively young man. I mean, he's got many years to go. I would just say the addition of last year's group, this year's group, this could be really a dawn of a whole new era, and hopefully it is, because, you know, ultimately it's driven by personality. It's driven by young players that find their way. You know, just like we always go back to it, Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez, when they first came up and put the Yankee pinstripes on, and you knew that they were going to be here. And, you know, Sanchez goes on that run towards the end of that year 2 years ago, and then all of a sudden Judge goes on and has that magnificent year last year. You're like, if you're a Yankee fan, you are jacked. And now this year you see Andujar and you see Torres, you're jacked.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the kind of thing that I feel about the quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Look, are they going to be perfect? No. But I'll tell you what, man, watching Baker Mayfield last night was fun.
Yeah, I also think, too, I mean, the rule changes that sort of cater to the offense nowadays makes quarterbacks that might have been average back when you
played.
Makes
it a little bit easier for them to play, but they still have to navigate all the stuff that comes along with playing quarterback. You know, you and I were talking about this yesterday, and I was just saying, you know, there's so much more than just completing passes. I mean, you know, you have to be able to communicate. You have to be able to think on your feet. You got to be able to change plays, react naturally. You got to get your team to believe in you as a player. There's a lot of growing up that goes on, and you can't really truly be a leader right out of the gate because you're not sure about whether or not you belong yet. And until you have your first foray into playing, like Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen had last night, like Deshaun Watson had last year, like Carson Wentz had the first three games of his rookie season, You really don't know. You really don't know what it takes to be great. And I just hope all these kids get off to great starts. And I have a feeling, you know, maybe not this year, but maybe a couple years from now, we may see the highest scoring season we've ever seen.
Yeah, I mean,
because of the rules and because of the young players playing the most important position.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, we started seeing some of that last year. I think the potential there this year is through the roof.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.